Philip sent Papilla to Sergeant Kerr today as day it is. A 03-21-2024, dictation is for Martin Kindle. Kindle spells K-I-N-D-A-L-L. Martin spells M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 09-25-1973. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here with pain and pressure in his region of his forehead, period. Next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 4 days. Said he came in because of increased pain and pressure. His forehead and behind his eyes said this is not the worst pain of his life. Stated that he has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar. He said he does not want to be tested for a COVID, flu, or strep, period. Stated that he's been tested about 5 times already and does not want to have that done again, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chest pain, denies neck pain. Next line, he reports runny nose, he reports nasal congestion. Next line, he reports sneezing. Next line. Next paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert oriented, obese gentleman, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure 193/89, pulse is 86, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph. Face tender, maxillary and frontal sinus on the left. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous, and edematous terminates, period. Next paragraph. Throat. Uvula is midline and mobile, mildly in erythematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guard and no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort of range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. No peripheral edema. No calf tenderness, no deformity, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and streak, renal nerves, to the tennis, normal. Motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and streak, renal nerves, to the tennis, normal. Motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute sinusitis. Assessment number two, acute rhinitis. Number three, sinus headache. Number four, obesity, period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, patient received the following medication. 1, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. 2, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Patient tolerated injections well. E was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 minutes, then re-evaluated. He reported no signs and symptoms of a reaction to the medication. He says he's beginning to feel a little better. He's comfortable with my discharge plans. He was given strict return precautions. He was sent home with the following medications: Zetromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now in 1 PO daily until it's gone, period. Next paragraph. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.